This is the third Sunday in the season of Advent. We call this day Gaudete, which means rejoice. Even though we have been focusing on prayer and repentance and confession and spiritual discipline as we prepare for Christmas, today we rejoice that we are almost there. Our smiles burst into laughter as we celebrate with our children the story of Christmas. On this day, we light the third candle, the rose candle, as a symbol of the joy of Christ. Let us prepare our hearts for worship. Responsive reading. In a world torn asunder by violence, Jesus says, no more. In a world where hurting people are too often neglected, Jesus says, no more. In a world where another's needs are too often overlooked, Jesus says, no more.
In a world where darkness abounds, the light of the first candle radiates the hope of God's unfailing promise. As we light the second candle, we long for God's perfect peace to calm our souls and end our wars. As we light the third candle, we seek to share with others the love God has shown us through the gift of Jesus Christ.
It's all okay, but you are in for a treat as our children come to share their Christmas program, The Power of the King, in just a few moments. The kids are excited, you'll be excited, and we'll have a wonderful time of worship celebration in just a few minutes. It is the third Sunday of Advent. It is that time of preparation. It is that time of anticipation. It is that time of joy. As we begin our time of worship this day, I did want to remind you that this evening we do have our fellowship meal at 5 o'clock. I hope all of you will come out for a time of fellowship around the table. Ministry teams, reminder, we do have church council at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Please be present for that. For tonight, our children will be doing some fun activities around Christmas at 5:30. Our youth will be doing some fun Christmas things at 5:30. And our adults will be meeting for our Elon Roundtable. So I'm sure there'll be fun Christmas stuff at the meeting as well. But we need you to come out tonight. One of the main things that will be discussed is the budget for 2017. So please come out tonight at 5:45 for that time of ministry. Lots of other opportunities coming up in the season of Advent. You can find those in the Salmon color sheet or in your bulletin this morning. So take note of those special opportunities. Start in, especially next Sunday, our choir will be leading in their Christmas cantata at 11 o'clock at our morning worship service. You will not want to miss that opportunity next Sunday morning. A few other things. We have a study coming up starting in January, sponsored by our formations team. Our Experiencing God study will begin in January, and anyone is invited to come and participate. Many of you have signed up already. Thank you for doing that. If you have not signed up yet and you are still interested in participating and experiencing God coming in January, please see Corey Lindsay, who will be out in the vestibule of the foyer immediately following worship service this morning. Let her know so we can make sure we get a book ordered for you as well. It is a wonderful time of study that will begin in January, so please see Corey if you're interested in that. And also, if we will have a few individuals that will be willing to stay after worship this morning to help take down all these decorations so we can get the decorations up and the furniture back up in preparation for worship next Sunday, we'll be greatly appreciate that. So please hang around for a few minutes and help out with that opportunity. It is a special day. It is a special time of worship. Our kids are excited. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to worship this day.
Our opening scripture passage is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 35. Hear now the word of God. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are full of fear, a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. A haunt of jackals shall become a swamp, and the grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return, to come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O God, we invoke your holy name because by your name we rejoice. In your name we rejoice. Through your name we rejoice and have life. We come to celebrate that life born in the child in Bethlehem, shining into the darkness, even the shadow of death, bringing hope, bringing peace and joy. May our hearts be gladdened by what we hear and see in this place today. And may it all be ever for your glory. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
listening to KING Radio, and I'm Johnny Fever. News and weather right after yet another Christmas song.
Yet another Christmas song?
Bah humbug, all this nonsense about Christmas, I can hardly stand it.
Come on, 'tis the season to be jolly.
Yeah, right. Everyone I know gets grumpy, more grumpy than usual during the Christmas season. All this warm and fuzzy music, I don't think I can play another one of these songs.
How did you ever become a disc jockey if you don't like playing music?
Obviously, my good looks.
Your good looks? Well, you do have a face for radio.
Hey, Hal, is that weather report ready to go?
Give me a minute. Have you seen all these weather bulletins? Any more paper comes off that printer, and it's going to look like a blizzard in here.
Blizzard sounds right. Look out the window.
Well, Hal, all I know is I've only got one more commercial left to play, so you better get moving.
Venus and Mars here, back with weather in just a moment. And there's a lot of winter weather out there, so listeners, make sure you have batteries for those radios. Don't miss a minute of the classic Christmas Eve program, Lessons and Carols, straight from Cambridge, England.
And now, our long-awaited weather report from KING weatherman, Hal Nichols.
Thank you, Johnny. KING listeners, it's time to prepare for the approaching storm. The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for the entire area, creating very dangerous conditions. Heavy snow, high winds, and falling temperatures. So please stay inside and stay tuned to KING Radio for further updates.
This just in, the State Patrol is closing down portions of the interstate. Stay warm, stay put, and stay tuned, listeners.
While you're heating up the hot chocolate and finding the extra blankets, here's some, yes, some more wonderful Christmas music for your listening enjoyment.
Here, a choir on their Christmas tour. We sure could use a place to stay for the night. They're closing down the interstate.
That's just awful. Did you try a hotel?
Yeah, but you know how it is this time of year. There's no room at the inn.
Oh my, well of course. Come on in, it is cold, everybody.
Sky bright with angels, electric moon. Okay, team, I've got good news and bad news. As you know, we have a big blizzard headed this way. Entire children's choir, along with the director and bus driver, has just taken refuge here at the station.
That's bad.
No, that's good. They got off the interstate just in time, and they're all safe now.
We don't have much time before the heavy snow starts.
That's bad.
No, that's good. We push play on the English Christmas Eve program. Pack up and get out of here.
Now, I'm afraid not, Johnny. We are the emergency broadcast station for this area. It is our duty to stay here and inform the public.
That's good. We have a job to do. But this new alert says the electric lines are icing up. They expect power to go out within the hour.
Wow, that's bad.
We have a generator.
That's good!
No, that's bad. The generator limits what we can do. All we could use are the microphones, no turntables, no special program.
No, that's good. No more Christmas music.
Now what are we going to do is come up with a Christmas Eve broadcast on our own.
What?
Us, wow, that's bad.
No, that's good. I just spoke to the director of the children's choir, and she has graciously offered their service to provide the music for our program. Hal, can you write something up for us?
Me? I write commercials and public service announcements, not Christmas programs.
Oh, come on, Hal. At our church, we have these two old ladies that write one every year. How hard can it be?
Well, okay, but I'll need time and some ideas and maybe a Christmas miracle.
Mm-hmm. I think the Christmas miracle ship has sailed, Hal. We're on our own and soon to be powerless.
We are never on our own, Johnny, and we are never powerless. God is always with us. Now you all pray, and I'll get my Bible and get started writing that program.
Okay, let's get busy, people. We have a Christmas program to put together and listeners to keep informed.
What is this exactly?
That's your part for the Christmas program.
But one, I need a script too. I don't need a, what is this? What am I gonna do with a book?
Johnny, that's a Bible.
But I've never read.
The Bible, Johnny. You know where the real story of Christmas is found? Now I've marked all the places where you read with sticky notes. Just go in order and it will be, well, I hope it will be.
It will be great, Hal. Nice job.
Okay, if I could have your attention, everyone. Our choir is in place. Microphones are set up. You guys give me a cue when you are ready to go.
A cue?
They're right there on sticky notes.
Huh? How did our ancestors ever get through a blizzard without sticky notes?
Looks like we're up and running, well, as much as possible with the generator, right?
Fabulous. Okay, Johnny and Venus, let's give Christmas to our listeners.
Okay, folks, here we go. Everybody ready?
K-I-N-G, Christmas.
K-I-N-G Radio, back on there. We might be running on a backup generator, but we have tons of holiday cheer. and we are ready to bring you a Christmas Eve program to remember. Joining us in the studio this evening, we have a busload of young people who have taken shelter from the storm here at KING Radio. Duke, what can you tell us about our guests?
Well, Venus, we just happened to have an entire choir all the way from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
You're kidding me.
Well, how about that, Candy? Listen to the choir straight from Bethlehem. They look just like little angels. And now, on this dark and stormy Christmas Eve night, we present to you KING's original production of The Light of Christmas, created by our very own Hal Nichols. Our world tonight is not so very different from about 2,000 years ago. People who were just like us, looking for guidance and direction, hope and safety, and for light in a dark world. God always hears our cries, and he had a plan. God sent his son into the world, and the light began to shine. It all began in a little town called Bethlehem.
This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home, to register for the census. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee and took with him Mary, his fiancée, who is now great with child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Silent.
That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid." He said, "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angels had said to them about this child.
Isaiah chapter 9, the Bible tells us, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
Isaiah chapter 9 also tells us that the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6, it says, "For God, who said, 'Let there be light in the darkness,' has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. All glory to him who alone is God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time, and in the present, and beyond all time.
Amen.
And with that, we bid our KIND listeners a very Merry Christmas.
Wow, that was enlightening, powerful. Yeah, all of that. I've been completely in the dark about Jesus. No wonder I had a hard time getting into Christmas.
Without Christ, there isn't much a point to Christmas, Johnny.
Without Jesus, there isn't much point of life in general, Johnny. But with Jesus, there is life and light.
There's hope and power for living.
And most importantly, forgiveness for any and every bad thing we've ever done or thought or said out loud, even on the radio.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I've been missing. This one single little baby, he changed the world. He really is the light of the world. And he came to save me. This is fantastic. Man, we should have some Christmas music.
What? You want to play another Christmas song?
Play one? No way. Let's sing one.
big round of applause again for their hard work.
I just want to say a couple words while David has to change over a couple things for the for us to finish up our service. The parents of these children, I just want to say thank you so much for bringing them each Sunday and then on special practices. We could not do this without the parents of the children. And I want to thank the church for allowing me to come here and work with the children and work with the choir. Thank y'all so much for allowing me to come here. It has been a pleasure the 4 months that I've been here, and I just thank y'all so much for allowing me to come here and spend this time with y'all. I hope you enjoyed the program. They've worked very hard. They're a little bit shy, but we're few in number, but they did an awesome job. And this is probably, I think, one of their first programs that we've kind of done like this in a while, a musical. And I thought they did an excellent job, and I just thank y'all so much for being here and supporting them. It means a lot for them to spend so much time rehearsing and then come here and see an audience full. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here to support the children. Are we ready, David? All right. Is it my turn? Okay. Well, I think we're supposed to sing a song now. Y'all been sitting, so let's stand and let's worship. Our offertory song is Way in the Manger, hymn number 103. We'll sing all three verses. It's on the screen, or you can look in the hymn book.
Pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you. More than thank you. Praise you for giving us a message through children this morning, through Gay, through Amy, through all the leaders and helpers. We pray that we are reminded that there is power in not just any king, not just the king. He is, and you are our King. We pray that as we give back a portion of what you've given to us, that you would multiply its effectiveness, and that beyond that, you would help us be mindful to make our lives a living offering. These things we ask in your name. Amen.
Would you join me in our confession and pastoral prayer? Lord, forgive us when we get so caught up in life and the business of life and the hustle and bustle and the push and the shove and the grumpiness of others in the marketplace to the point where we forget the purpose of it all. We are confident in your mercy and grace that you can not only forgive us, but give us new hearts this Advent season that focus on what matters, so we might spend our time well, and rather than be busy, have time to rejoice and to be filled with joy. In Christ's name, amen. We said at the beginning of the service that today is Gaudete, Rejoice Sunday. We lit the rose candle to remind us of what a joy we have and what a powerful message our children have brought us. We close our service with a final scripture reading before we sing our hymn of response that reminds us of the joy of children, two women who received good news of great joy. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of your ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For God, nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said to him, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. Let us worship together and stand, if you are able, as we sing our hymn of response, Emmanuel. Receive this blessing as we go. that he who is the King of joy and laughter and life fill you with his Spirit this week, that you might bring to others that same rejoicing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.